Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you right here, right now, on this fabulous Mother's Day.
It is a Mother's Day. And you know, I think we need to include our beloved planet in that Mother's Day and to make sure that we celebrate all beings who carry the energy of the mother, whether you are male, whether you are female, whether you are a planet, whether you are in body or not. It is a day to celebrate that blessing. And today, to ignite, I mean, feel it, ignite passionate action, because let's just break through. Let's harness and transform the experience of this incredibly prolific Mercury retrograde and move forward now. And so I want to just open up today, Shri, by asking everyone, how are you, huh? This has been already a huge month and we are already 1 week into it. Remember, we are also here and ready and able and delighted to take your call. I don't know if the lines are full or not yet, but you can try. 888-627-6008 might be your day to get through. 888-627-6008. Remember, if you call and you get a busy signal, it just means all of our lines are full, but pay attention, because as soon as we hang up with someone, that's your opportunity to call in again.
And so, beloveds, we invite you to take this moment and just simply reflect and appreciate that the mothering quality is in all of us. And it seems kind of fun and funny that the Hallmark consciousness has brought forward yet another celebration, Mother's Day, Father's Day, etc., and yet it's become a tradition of respect and honoring throughout much of the world. And in the spirit of respect and honoring, we wish to say to each of you, ignite the gratitude for the mother within as you ignite the gratitude for mothering for all.
Oh, indeed, because it's an energy. You know, just like passionate action, you know, and I giggle when I think about the fact that obviously when we put our shows together, or maybe not so obviously, we honestly never look at, we don't look at the moon cycles. We don't look at holiday calendars because we're a global show. So why would we look at the calendars of, say, one country or another? What we do look at is the energy of the month. And then I must admit, we smile when everything always falls into place perfectly. And this is part of that alignment. I mean, really, imagine right now if everything in your life, and I mean everything without fail, was aligned and available, that you could really unlock your own divine passion, that you could ignite this presence. Well, the reality is you can, and you actually are, whether you're aware of it or not. And this is a very exciting moment, Shri. I'm also excited because I just have to share, because I'm too excited, this Saturday is our Ascended Abundance program.
Absolutely.
This coming Saturday, guys.
Ascended Abundance is that quantum leap, that difference between focusing on what you wish would happen and manifesting what you know is your birthright. And that Ascended Abundance is indeed available to all of us. We just need to unhook it, unleash it, ignite that divine spark within. We're looking forward to championing that ignition with each of you that has said, yes, I'm ready for more. I'm ready to claim my birthright. I'm ready for good things to accelerate in my life. It begins next Saturday. If you're curious, if you don't know what we're talking about, just visit shriandkira.com and find the little button there that says Ignite Your Ascended Abundance.
And you can't miss it. It's right on the homepage. And truly, get to shriandkira.com and join us. Join us. Join us next Saturday. It's via teleclass. It's really, really affordable. Be with us, because this is the moment, you know, and it ties in with this ignition of passionate action, because when we bring this passion action, when we ignite from an illuminated central chakra system, everything comes with us.
Absolutely. And it also ties in with the wonderful energy of this retrograde that's presently bathing all of us with the opportunity to renew, to review, to reignite.
Uh-huh.
And truly, this is a fabulous time on the planet to pause and make fresh choices. And so with that energy in mind, I want each and every one of you right now to let a smile come to your face as you recognize that you are a chooser. You are the ones that can choose what to do next, how to be next, how to orient yourself to what's in your life. And that's one of the magic keys to your freedom. That's one of the magic keys to igniting your passion, is to be able to stand up and take a step to the left or a step to the right, whichever way your heart calls you, in order to reorient your relationship with your experiences and to ignite the truth of your ascended heart into action. Each of us has that capacity to choose. Each of us has that capacity to know. All we have to do is simply relax into trust of our divine guidance.
Well, you know, I have to jump in here, Sri, because whenever the big T word comes up, you know, to me, that's the biggest, it's like the T-bomb, you know, it really
T-bomb.
Is. The T-bomb.
Trust.
Trust is the T-bomb, because it all really comes down to, can you trust your life? Can you trust what's going on around you? Can you trust what's happening out in the world? And to really manifest, and I mean really bring forward, call forward the absolute magic, that mystical beauty of your divine destiny, then you must harness and clear. And the way that you harness and clear, meaning harness the energy that's around you, harness the passion from within. And the way that you do that and the way that you clear is through trust.
Trust and love are one hand shaking the other, because with trust, we relax into the knowingness that the universe loves us and that love paves the way.
Always does.
And always has. You know, love is indeed is the great healer, the great connector, and the great flow of giving. And that giving means, hey, I could use a gift or two in that giving process, and I'm happily giving to others that they may recognize the abundance that's here for them.
Well, and in order to do that, I mean, in order to really trust, there is an, I'm going to use the word an intensity, because the intensity means you have to gaze in the mirror, take that deep breath, and actually say to yourself, am I willing to release my addiction, because it's an addiction, to doubt? And we want to talk about that today, because we're going to talk about how do we harness the energy of this retrograde. We are in truly, you know, I think we started talking about this last week. This is the retrograde that you're going to be talking about for the rest of the year. This is the retrograde that is very much a polarized retrograde, as is everything else that's happening on the planet right now. So in the energy of this retrograde, and again, I want to go back to where we started at the beginning of the show. How are you doing? How are you experiencing? How are things going for you? Because this has been an extremely powerful week. And we are really, it started April 28th. So we're about 10 days into this retrograde so far as when it really anchored, okay? We've been in the pre-phase for a while. But as far as in the harnessed energy of this retrograde, we're about a solid 10 days into it right now. And it's getting big and bigger. And if you are flowing with it to literally rebalance your life, resurrect, how about an old idea? What is something you dreamed about years ago? Or what's a vision that you've had that you weren't sure you could bring forward? This is the time to really bring that forward and to take action. This is another reason why we did look at this energy when we put Ascended Abundance on for this weekend, because this is the energy to really claim that, to really resurrect everything that you have in, you know, what's in the cobwebs of your creative genius that you've been wanting to bring forward in your life. Are you not clear? Time to get clear.
You know, your soul's energy is the truth of your identity, and it has been with you since birth and before. And one of the things that I chuckle about is that your soul is infinitely patient and yet has been offering you signals throughout your life. So as Kira just shared, if there is something that you feel it's time to reignite, if there's a passion or a dream that you once had, have a look at it, because it could have been a valid nudge from your soul, and now may be the perfect time to passionately launch and act on that nudge. Truth is truth. Time is flexible.
Even though we might wonder about that, and that's part of that addiction to doubt. So we have truth, we have trust, two T's.
And we have time.
And we have time. Three T's. Oh, my goodness gracious. Truth, trust, and timing. Now, I want you guys to think about that. Truth, trust, and timing. Those three T's are what we're talking about today to ignite your passion. It's truth, it's trust, and it's timing. But in order to do that, as we mentioned earlier, Sri, you have to release that addiction to doubt. And that also takes a lot of truth, trust, and timing.
Well, now, doubt is an interesting topic because for some people, it becomes an orientation or a personality style.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the first example that comes to my mind is the constant questioner. The person who's smart, has a good heart, intelligent person, but is constantly questioning or having one more question or one more variable.
Well, or questioning for question's sake.
Yeah, it becomes an addictive data flow to the brain rather than the need to find a deeper level of truth. Because questioning to discover deeper levels of truth is very useful. Questionings just for the sake of the myriads of complexity actually stalls your momentum.
Well, the brain, right? Let's talk about it, because the human brain doesn't inherently trust. And the human brain is very good at telling us a truth as we want to perceive it versus how it may be. And the human brain has its own sense of timing.
Well, it does indeed. The human brain, unfortunately, had a lot of flight or fight impulses in it and was there to kind of map the danger zones of our outer environment.
Indeed.
And so at its most primitive level, it's a safe, unsafe kind of a judge. And then as we refine our journey and our consciousness and we lift out of that survival mode, the brain can relax and become a wonderful servant to the soul.
Yeah.
The brain can help you sort things out and figure out efficient and effective ways to deploy your wisdom and your passion. Oh, wait a minute. My brain's going to help me deploy my wisdom and my passion?
But, you know, this is when we're having a soul-led life. And I want to go back and talk about those chakras, because in order to ignite, in order to really ignite this passionate action and in order to really break free, you need to have a stable, and I mean really stable, first, second, and third chakra. This is all about stabilizing those chakra centers that want to really steal you your energy. The first chakra, let's talk about that. That's that root chakra. Well, the root chakra is the one that tells us not to trust. The root chakra is the one where we anchor fear. The root chakra is the one that says it's all about me. And unless we can trust enough to let go of the alignment with the lower chakra, And I'm not saying that we're letting go of the physical body. This, you know, so many people have misunderstood this, and we've talked about this before. So we really want to dive into it today and talk about how do you anchor that first chakra? How do you use that? How do you harness that second chakra to really create? And how do you ignite that third chakra to break free? And this is the essence of this conversation. And I think, Sri, that also in the essence of this conversation are some of our beautiful, amazing listeners. And why don't we say hello to a few people?
Well, I think that sounds like a great idea. We're going to start where number systems start, which is at number one.
Linear way.
Let's go to line one and say hi to Karen from New York.
All right. Well, namaste, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm so excited I got on. This is amazing.
It's your Thank week. You.
Wonderful. I'm waiting to hear that. I wonder what you see. I guess I would like a mini soul reading.
Absolutely. It's my honor to offer that for you, Angel. I would like to first invite you to take a breath and relax. And go ahead and allow yourself now to breathe into. It's interesting. I love that you got through today, because they're saying second and third chakra. So I want you to put your one hand on your third chakra, your other hand on your second chakra, and if it's safe to do so, of course. And I want you to just breathe and relax. And as you breathe and relax into your second and third chakras, what's happening is that there is a spiral, it's like a green spiraling energy that's coming in around you that's saying the time of your manifest power is already here. The time of your creative gifts is upon thee. The world is ready for you finally, and it is time for you to step forward without hesitancy. And the other thing that I'm seeing is it's like a golden green spiral that's going around you, but it's like diving into your second chakra, coming up through your third chakra, going out of your throat chakra, because they're saying now take both your hands up to your fifth, your throat chakra. And remember that you are free to speak your truth. Have no fear, move forward, step out your foot, and all is done. You're resonating with the number 5, by the way. Very powerful number to be resonating with, especially this month as the Matronian 5-pointed star starts spinning. So you have the opportunity to put everything into action literally right now. So I'm delighted to hear from you again, Karen. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I wonder, you. Could you help me with a little direction?
On what, honey?
Well, I've been trying to find my purpose. You know, I've really been kind of lost, working on discovering what gifts I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I want to share with you. I'm giggling because you're going to definitely want to listen to this show again. Because they're giggling and saying, we've actually answered that. However, here's the other piece that I will offer to you. They're saying, do not be afraid to do that which you love. And that you've been kind of denying yourself because you have these doubts around yourself. The words they're giving me is healer, teacher. And in order to be a healer, teacher, you must follow the joy and the love of what you of those aspects of you, and the world is ready. So I want you definitely usually the archives for our shows are up again no later than tomorrow morning. Important for you to listen to this message again and hold that question, and you're going to get a much deeper answer inside. So I'm glad you asked. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Angel. Many blessings.
Blessings. I love you guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you, honey, and we love you.
Well, indeed, we are at a time of renewal. And, you know, when we are at a time of renewal, it's also a time of retrospection, to respect yourself, to look again at what's going on is not doubt. It's rather an honoring. To retrospect, to look back and discover, in the case of our last caller, to discover what are the joys that you've been denying? What are the passions that you have not ignited? What are the dreams that you haven't given enough energy to? That's useful retrospection. It's a respect for yourself, because each of us has been given guidance along the way, but sometimes our attention is elsewhere.
Oftentimes our attention is elsewhere. That goes without saying.
And so we are at this wonderful time with the retrograde to review and offer that retrospection.
Uh-huh.
Because then we can renew ourselves. And we do it with a foundation of truth. We do it with a foundation of deeper trust. And the timing is now. That's the value of what some people fear. The Mercury retrograde, it can be a valuable time, an ignition, and a time to really know what is true for you.
You know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about, okay, so we started mentioning that we're looking at these three energies, truth, trust, and timing. And I love how it's like the triple T. You know, talk about one T-bomb. We've got three T-bombs here. So truth, trust, and timing. Let's begin with that root chakra. Oftentimes we run through life, guys, and we don't ignite because we're so afraid, either because we've tried something and we don't feel like we succeeded at it, or something else has happened in our lives that has caused us. It doesn't matter what it is. When we gaze at the past and take action from the past, we kill the present. And when we spend too much time worrying about the future, we have disrespected our creation, right? Our creation. creation energy, because we create in the present. So when we're preoccupied, when we're doubting, when we're in the middle of this addiction to doubt, and it is an addiction, the doubt addiction begins in the root chakra. So we've offered this to you before, but we want to offer it to you again. So here's a gift for your root chakra. You ready? If it's safe to do so, close your eyes and relax. I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to just bring all your energy, all your attention, all your breath down into your root chakra. And I want you to hear this. I deserve because I was born. Breathe that in. I deserve because I was born. Now I want you to really breathe that, breathe it in and feel it, because the root chakra is where all, and I mean all, of the issues begin, and it's usually where all the issues stay stuck. You know, a lot of people, Sri and I have been very, very blessed. We've been on our journey together for, we're in our 14th year now, and one of the things, one of the gifts that we've had the opportunity, as we have met thousands of people all over the world, is the recognition that when we free ourselves to know that we are each here by choice, we are each here for a reason, then we are free to ignite, and we ignite by remembering, I deserve because I was born. The opposite of that is, I'm afraid, and so I will not expand. Now consider that. Are you afraid, or are you able to recognize your deservability simply because you took form? You do realize, and I love on Mother's Day we're talking about this, because taking form is already a huge accomplishment, and you stood in line, my angels. You stood in line for this planet. You stood in line to be here. This is your moment. Let it be amazing. You deserve because you were born.
And who are you not to have the fruits of the garden bestowed upon you? After all, you are a child of the divine. Each and every one of us has that spark of the Creator within us. And the question is, are you ready to ignite it, or are you in the habit of denying it? Because the root chakra is your foundation. You know, it's located physically right down by the pelvis.
It's that base of the spine. And that's why the root chakra also has a lot of misunderstood meanings.
Well, it does. It does. And the piece that I really want to impart into your awareness today is that when the root chakra is flowing with trust in the world, knowing that I am safe, sometimes we need to declare that out loud.
Yeah, very much so.
I am
very
safe.
Very much so.
And I am capable, and good things come to me.
Woohoo!
Those mindsets are positive mindsets, and they create a balance in that chakra. Now consider the location of the chakra in your pelvis. That's the left leg, right leg swinging. It's your momentum.
It's the way you move forward on the planet.
So when the root chakra is not truncated or collapsed due to fear and doubt, when it's actually flowing, then it's a little easier to be in harmony, to walk, to know when it's time to be active, to know when it's time to be quiet. You know, that balance between action and rest, the balance between left foot and right foot, harmony and direction.
Gotta love it.
All of that stuff is really reflective of the degree of safety you feel right here and right now. And if you have some doubts about your sense of safety, if you have some emotional wounding, then it's time to heal that.
Especially around your truth. Now, what we're sharing is the truth of who you are. And if you're having an issue wrapping around this today, because remember, we're about igniting that passion and action. And by the time this show is over, we're going to have lifted you into that ignition. Then the key is to remember and maybe play along, pretend along with us for a moment. The truth is, and I suspect since you're listening to our show, you've already got this one. You are, beloved ones, an eternal, beautiful being having a human experience. And you know, one of the blessings of my near-death experience, and the one I'm referring to right now, because I've had more than one, is the one I had in 1989 when I died of cancer. And one of the most beautiful gifts that was given to me way back when, oh my God, in 1989, was the recognition, the absolute knowing without doubt that we are limitless, we are eternal, we are all connected, and every being on this planet is here by choice and is here to accomplish. And so when we dismiss ourselves and we say things like, I don't know why I'm here, who am I, what am I? Your life is your mission. Take that in. And when we can heal that root chakra, and you can heal it, honestly, as easy as taking in, I deserve because I was born.
One of the keys is that pain and dysfunction, meaning fear-based beliefs and attitudes, you don't need to battle with them. When I say it needs healing, what I'm referring to is simply more love.
Exactly.
When we bring consciousness and love to any area of our life, it automatically heals. And the way to move into a more effective state of being is to empower your higher truth and bring it to that aspect. So in the case of that root chakra, simply by relaxing and meditating, thinking of beautiful things, angels and divine beings, and moving into that state of connectivity, and then declaring, I am safe. I am a child of the universe. I deserve.
Because I was born.
As you move into those attitudes and those thoughts, what happens is you create a different kind of energy cocoon around you, one that's attractive and balanced and serves as a foundation for your passion.
How exciting is that? I mean, that's just so exciting. And so that's how we begin to ignite. That's how we begin to harness the energy of this retrograde, because you are then remembering your divine nature and you're igniting and lifting. The key to successfully navigating in fifth dimensional energy is to always lift the energy up. You know, here is Mother's Day today. And I just want to take a moment before we go into a very quick break and mention that our beloved Gaia, our ultimate mother, the mother of us all, is at a time where she needs Mother's Day every day. Oh. We need it to be every day Mother's Day on our beloved Gaia. And when we can walk with her and not on her, we ignite our energy, because we are then living in fifth dimensional space. It begins by igniting our root chakra into the divine flow of beautiful presence that says, I deserve because I was born. Now, we're going to take a quick break, very, very quick. When we come back, we have got two more chakras to go. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to break through those three T's, truth, trust, and timing. And remember, it might be your week to get in the queue, 888-627-6008, if you want to say hello and share a comment or ask for a mini soul reading. We love you. We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones. You know, I always smile when we have the opportunity to be here with you every Sunday. It is something that Sri and I look forward to, because truly, you are an extraordinarily enlightened audience. That goes without saying, oh my goodness. And today we are igniting. I love it. We're taking our ascended passion. We're igniting from within, and we are breaking free of that addiction to doubt, because you know, it is that simple. It is that addiction to doubt that stops us, that stalls us, and that fools us into thinking we would be anything less than the one who is able to create. So right before the break, Sri, we were talking, actually kind of finishing up on that first chakra and getting ready to move forward.
Well, moving forward means moving to the second chakra. You know, the second chakra is located right near the belly button, just below. And this is the cradle of creativity. You know, this chakra area is truly one that is often emotional and kind of watery and filled with both the regrets and the visions, meaning your second chakra can be influenced by judgments that you hold and unforgiveness. It can also be influenced by the positive visions that you hold and the dreams of what goodness may come next.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. And you know, we've got two more chakras to go because we've started with that first chakra. We're going to talk about the second and the third and how these all work together because it's that third chakra that breaks us free to ignite. But Sri, we have a couple more people holding on. Should we say hello?
Absolutely. I think it's time to head to California. And we'll go to line two and say hello to Sophia.
Namaste, Sophia.
Hi, Sri and Kira. First, I want to thank you both for such lucid and truly helpful spiritual teachings and support. And I'm calling now because I will be moving soon and starting a new life, and I thought it would be a good time to ask for a mini soul reading. And I'm especially interested to begin discerning what type of work I might be able to do to support myself that I would also enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being. You have such incredible energy. I just really enjoy connecting with your energy. It's just so beautiful. And that's the energy that's around you right now is I just keep hearing the word clear, clear, clear. And it's like, when I say that, it's like you're in this beautiful, it's like you're wearing this beautiful gown and I'm watching your arms just kind of move things and go clear, clear, clear. Now, what you're clearing are congestions that have held you back. And the move is actually really good for you. This is like a perfectly timed move. They're saying, wait until you arrive and the work will appear. In other words, as you move forward and as you're shifting into this new location to be living, it's like everything's related. And the word they're using is therapist. It's some type of therapist, like even if it might not be exactly as a therapist, but there's maybe a healing aspect or offering guidance or whatever, but there's an aspect of what you're going to be doing that very much it could be the creative form of being a therapist. And, you know, sometimes a barista is a therapist. You never know. But for you, it's all about this interpersonal ability to be present, and that they're saying as you move, it will appear and there will be like a synchronistic flow that will bring this all forward for you. And they're saying the number four, it's so funny. They're telling me turn four times to the right, turn four times to the left and claim the truth of who you are. And so I encourage you to get up each day, spin four times to the left, spin to the right, spin to the left and claim who you are and allow that energy to keep spiraling up. And so it is.
Wow, I love that. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel, and we love you. Let it be amazing. I know it's going to be.
It already is. Thanks.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Oh, you Thanks. Know, Sri, we have so much to share. Should we sneak in another caller right now?
We can sure do that. We can go to New York and say hi to Kathy.
On line number one. Namaste, Kathy.
Namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, it's our
honor. The reason why I called is because you were talking about the first chakra. And on this past Thursday, I saw my oncologist. And cancer that was in the liver is gone, which is great. However, I now have it in the first chakra. And they're saying there's nothing that can be done that they can do. So that took me by surprise, and I was hoping to get a mini soul reading.
Well, beloved angel, I'm so honored. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling. And I just love the universe so much. You were so meant to get through today. And first and foremost, before I offer you anything, you know, Sri is an incredible medical intuitive. And so he wants to offer you a couple things about what you just shared from that aspect. And then I'll share the rest with you. So we're going to give you kind of a double reading. I hope you're okay with that.
Yes, thanks. Thank you.
Well, beloved Kathy, one of the things to understand is that movement is good. We are beings of energy. And in fact, emotions are nothing more than energy in motion. So the fact that the cancering that was happening, not the cancer, the fixed thing, but the cancering, meaning a unproductive energy pattern that was moving, left your liver, is a celebration. So first off, be grateful. And the fact that it's still present in another area of your body means it's a call to greater love and awareness. Now, the root chakra that we've been talking about is your foundation. And so from an emotional standpoint, meaning seeking greater harmony and emotional balance, it would be time to have a review, to take a look at your home life, to take a look at how you feel at your most core level. Do you feel worthy? Are you ready to move forward? Do you have a vision for the future? And also, the root chakra is right in the area. The first and second chakra are really in concert together. And so that vision for your future and that ability to release what no longer serves you is fundamental. Consider for a moment that the anatomy of the body and that part, that area of the body, those are the organs of release. So the organs of release include the digestive tract, includes the urinary tract, and those things. Whereas the liver is more of a cleansing organ. The liver is an organ of releasing subconscious thoughts that no longer serve. It's about finding your deeper creativity, and that the lower chakras are about the final cleanup. So one point of view on this process, beloved one, is that you're finishing up.
Yeah.
That this began at the liver and is moving out of you, literally out of you. Now, the one thing I encourage you to do is when you talk about these medical professionals, you did correctly self-correct. You don't have a condition. You have something they don't know how to deal with.
And I love that. I love that. And that's where I want to jump in, is that, of course, there's nothing they can do because there's nothing they have to do. Kathy, this is, as Sri just mentioned and sharing with you all about these chakras, The celebration, and it is a celebration, is that the liver has done its job. The liver cleansed it out. The liver moved it out. Now it's about you claiming your life. You're actually at an extraordinary moment in your life. You have an opportunity literally to have an entirely, the word they keep saying is your second life. And so the key is take advantage of this time, first and second chakra. And we're getting ready to talk about that a lot in just a moment. So you also called it during the perfect show. Create, create, create. Create your vision from your deepest desires. And these angels around you are saying, we are sitting right here and we have called your attention. You have paid attention. Your prayers have been heard. Now we are here to serve you. And so, Kathy, we are honored and grateful you got through today. Truly, it was your perfect day. We love you and thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Oh, thank you so much. Love you both. Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, let's talk about the second chakra, because we're talking today about igniting our passionate action, really igniting our passionate action. And remember, guys, passionate action is not activism. Spiritual activism often has an anger component, often has a righteousness component, and many times it actually creates that which you're trying to get rid of because it's a responsive anger. Passionate action is an uplifting, co-creative process that supports your journey while simultaneously supporting all other journeys through your presence.
And it's your presence that is the reward and the service, both. Because when we're in the flow of our passion, it just feels good.
It does feel good.
And when we're in the flow of our passion, we are automatically in service to others because we're anchored in our heart.
Absolutely.
We're offering our unique creativity, our unique gifts, our specialized version of love out into the world. So speaking of that, your specialized version of love, what I mean by that is we all have a history. We have certain attributes. We have skills and talents. We have learnings that we've acquired along the way. Those are your special colorings, your special attributes. The question is, do you have a vision for deploying them? And that's where we come back to that second chakra. On one side of the chakra, meaning on an energy that keeps the chakra from flowing at its maximum potential, are the energies of unforgiveness. Old pictures about how it should have been, who should have done better, who, and that includes yourself, by the way.
And that also is what keeps that doubt going.
Exactly. To the extent that you are holding old pictures that somebody owes you something, or it should have been better, or it hurt too doggone much. All of those kinds of judgments are holding wounded energy, which limit your creative cauldron. That limits your capacity.
Oh, I love that, creative cauldron. Well, that's a great way to talk about the second chakra. I love that.
And so, of course, if one way thing to do is to do some forgiveness work, to do some journaling, to decide, you know, I'd rather be happy than right. I'd like to just let go of all of these things, and I choose to do so now.
Imagine if you let go of doubt, how much more energy is freed up to create?
Yes. Doubt is destroying your creative flow. Creation is magnetic. Doubt is destructive. And what happens is we just dance a little with doubt because we don't want to get depressed.
so true.
And so we're going to be dealing more about this in our upcoming teleclass on Ascended Abundance and how to unhook doubt and move into the passion. For right now, it's good to just simply understand the second chakra is in the area of your body that governs your reproductive organs and your organs of elimination, as is the root chakra. However, the root chakra is also governing that pelvic area, and that's your biggest bone in the body. So it's your foundation. Are you safe in the world or are you not? If you feel safe in the world, your skeletal system will be healthier and you'll have less arthritis and those kinds of things.
Exactly.
And moving into the second chakra, are you in touch with your creative flow? Do you have a positive vision? If not, it's time to do some forgiveness work and go into meditation and ask for that vision. Ask to be shown what your best day looks like, what your best year looks like.
And to not hold back, because that's what passionate action is. Passionate action is giving yourself permission to be amazing. I mean, after all, you were born amazing. You deserve because you were born. And then as we lift up, as those chakras lift up, as we ignite up, as we breathe up our passion, we breathe into our creative force. Imagine all of that first chakra energy breathing into the creative force of the second chakra, and then you bring it into that third chakra. Now, let's think about that. The third chakra is the igniter. It's the crucible. It's the core. It's that central piece that says, I am able to take all of the energy and bring it forward. Remember, as Sri mentioned earlier, you know, we have the base chakra at the base of the spine, at the pelvis. It's our momentum forward. We have that second chakra, which is our creative force. Are you creating or are you destroying? You know, in our book, 2012, You Have a Choice, we talked a lot about sincerity and frustration. And in its simplest terms, remember this: sincerity attracts and frustration repels. If you are frustrated, then your second chakra is repelling the creative energy that will lift you into ignition. And you can be sincerely frustrated, which means you're attracting more repelling energy.
Yes.
I mean, take that in.
Because frustration is nothing more than an expectation that it should be different. And that's a judgment, and that's where the anger is cloaked.
And that's where we are addicted. We're addicted to our doubt because doubt is familiar. Doubt in its own convoluted way can feel safe. And remember that the first chakra is craving what? To feel safe, to feel a belonging, to feel a sense of nurturing. So we have this gift of accepting and trusting in the truth that I deserve because I was born. Thereby, I lift into my creative energy and ignite my passionate action without limiting my divine presence.
As we lift into that third chakra in a healthy way, what we're saying is, I trust myself. Okay, I'm safe, I have a vision, and now I trust myself to take action in the world.
And I take this action trusting that the divine is flowing through me. You know, it's really a fake it till you make it kind of thing.
It can be, because sometimes we're in the habit of not making it. And so we need to practice trusting, call it blind faith, call it stepping a foot out, even though you can't see your way.
And that brings us to that third T, which is timing. And we're going to talk about timing in just a moment, but talking about timing, let's say hi to one more caller. We squeeze another guy in. We've got Brian here from Wisconsin on line two. Namaste, Brian.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to say, by the way, you're doing a very good job, you guys. I'm lost for words. I really need to ask for a miracle. How can someone like me constantly be doing as much positive things as possible constantly, but yet still be bombarded by ill people's karma that is ignoring reality and taking credit for the opposite effect? Can you give me a second mini soul reading and help me discover how to move on for sure and stop the abuse?
Absolutely. First of all, my angel, thank you. Thank you for your beloved presence on the planet. Thank you for calling today. Thank you for reaching out. Brian, I'm reaching out. Literally, it's not me reaching out. There's like these huge, it looks like Archangel Zadkiel and Saint Germain. And because I'm seeing these purple hands are reaching out and they're ripping off this neon sign on your chest that says, use me. And they're saying the time for you to stand is upon you now. And that it is important for you to anchor, hone and use the discernment of the wise man and let go of the wounds of the young boy. It is your time to stand tall and to remember that those, they're saying there's those around you that may have the words that sound good, but they're just words. Watch people's actions. Do not watch their words. And that you need to be telling your root chakra, I deserve because I was born, and thereby I am moving forward with power, with presence, with passion, and with the discernment of the wise man. And both Archangel Zadkiel and Saint Germain are standing on either side of you saying, we've got you, we're right here, call out to us when you need, and we will guide you. And I'm really, really glad you called, Angel. Thank you so much for the honor of connecting with you today. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, my love. Many blessings. Well, you know, Shri, I love the quote, timing of Brian's call, because that's what we're talking about right now, the final T.
You know, the timing is also about taking those empowered steps. When it's time to say, enough is enough, I'm not showing up for the injury anymore.
Right.
I am trusting my heart and my guidance to associate with the correct people. And the moment I get an inkling that I'm not in a nourishing environment, I will step out. Now, that's the third chakra action step.
Exactly. That's the passionate action.
You know, if you think about martial arts, they're all about developing your ki.
The core.
Even Pilates. And that's your third chakra area. It's your solar plexus. Well, it's one thing to be muscular. It's another thing to be a balanced, empowered human being. This does not require muscular strength. It requires a willingness to deploy your passion into the world. And that's what the third chakra is about.
Absolutely.
Trusting your guidance, trusting your passion, trusting your vision, knowing you deserve, and take action.
Well, and the key is, we must trust ourselves and speak our truth, be our truth, live our truth. It's when we hide. It's when we do not it's when we diminish ourselves that what we're really saying is I'm addicted to doubting, because we only diminish ourselves because we doubt the truth of who we are. And there's this misunderstanding about what is ego and what is not. And that's a whole other show.
It is indeed. But here's one of the wonderful keys. The moment you catch yourself doubting, the moment you catch yourself with a down energy of any kind, you go, oh, thanks for sharing.
Exactly.
And now I'm going to choose something higher. I'm going to choose the truth. I'm going to say the reassuring things I need to hear. I'm going to cleanse myself in whatever fashion, whether it means a big glass of water and stepping out of an environment, whether it means taking a shower, whether it means running light and love, cleansing ourselves so that we move back into a positive, spiritually aligned frame of mind. Because
absolutely.
Our fourth chakra is indeed where the love is guiding us.
That's the gateway, because remember, we're lifting up, 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 up.
And so when the first chakra is not preoccupied about survival, when the second chakra is not preoccupied with blame and being righteous, when the third chakra is listening to the loving creative messages of empowered first and second, all of a sudden the heart says, let me show you the way.
Let me show you. Let me show you.
Because the heart knows. The heart is moral. The heart is inspired. The heart is guided. If we can take our physicality and line it up with our heart, look out, world, good
Woo-hoo!
Things are happening.
Yes, they are. And you know, that's the timing. Because in order to have divine timing, we must first have the truth and the trust. Because otherwise, we try to force our timing. We try to artificially create our timing. Divine timing will always serve. And it only arrives when we relax into trusting the truth of who we truly are. You deserve because you were born. Your passionate action is yours. Your life matters, and you are the divine. When you wrap all that together, when you bring that forward, and when you release the doubt, you are free, and the ignition will carry you beyond the human mind. And that's why at some point we just kind of let the human mind go.
Because there's a greater mind out there waiting to embrace your consciousness.
The divine mind, the universal mind, the mind of oneness, the truth of your nature.
And beloved ones, the truth is the truth, and it is timeless.
Indeed. And hey, before we go, join us. Go to shrinkira.com. Come join us. Be with us. If you're enjoying what we're saying, why not bring it into your life and really make it work? This Saturday, Ascended Abundance, join us. Be there. shrinkira.com.
Absolutely. Let's take a deep breath together.
Oh,
beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.